Good day, I'm Julius White with your WEAA News. The parent of the Holiday Inn chain says people who stayed at its hotels last fall should check their credit card bills for suspicious transactions. Intercontinental Hotels Group says a malware attack stole consumer information from cash registers at more than 1,000 of its properties. It originally thought only about a dozen hotels were affected. Meantime, an Anne Arundel County high school is stepping up its security after reportedly receiving several threats. Officials at Southern High School say they were made aware of the social media threats earlier this week. They add the threats do not appear to be credible, but they told parents last night they aren't taking any chances. There will be extra police presence on campus today. An investigation is continuing. The Baltimore Farmers Market and Bazaar returns for its 40th season this Sunday, April 23rd. In honor of its 40th anniversary, the market will host special events on the first Sunday of every month known as First Sundays. From April until the market closes in December, market goers can celebrate the first Sunday of the month with special guests, performances, cooking classes, and giveaways. The Baltimore Farmers Market and Bazaar is located on Saratoga Street between Holiday and Gay Streets, underneath the Jones Falls Expressway, and is open Sundays from 7 a.m. until noon. A Harford County man was arrested Monday at BWI Marshall Airport when TSA officers caught him carrying a loaded handgun at a security checkpoint. The Falston resident was carrying a 9mm semi-automatic handgun loaded with 15 bullets. It was the third firearm TSA officers at BWI Marshall have detected so far this month. And the Navy says an aircraft carrier will arrive in the waters near North Korea next week. Correspondent Sarga Magani has more.
The U.S. says the carrier Carl Vinson is intended as a show of force as the North Korean regime conducts missile tests, with a nuclear test perhaps also in the works. The Pentagon is ramping up its criticism of Kim Jong-un's actions.
Again, recklessly tried to provoke something.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says last weekend's failed missile test did not involve an intercontinental ballistic missile that could reach the U.S. The Vinson has been heading toward the region since last week, making stops in Asia along the way. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
I'm Julius White on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community.